Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Such a pleasure to be here with you today on the radio at 94.1, the free Odyssey app, and of course, streaming live on YouTube. The Top 5 at 5 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
Once again, I'm always monitoring situations here at WIP.
That's what you do.
Yeah, I always got my eyes on what everyone's doing around here.
That's what Gio used to do up at a fan. Was always getting a little, you know, what other people didn't notice around the halls.
A little scuttlebutt. So here are the five situations I'm monitoring at WIP. Number five, is there a new baseball authority on the afternoon show? So earlier today, called Spike, got our morning little chit-chat, and I opened it up. And I said, I need to get in front of something with you.
I thought he was gonna take a week off or something or
you
quit.
I'm very good at making things sound serious.
Yeah.
But then they're not serious at all.
It turned out to be the biggest phone call of my life.
And I said, I'm just getting in front of this because I know you're going to call it out. But I'm going to start leading the bringing the Cody Bellinger movement to the Phillies. Even though you have been laying the groundwork for 2 days. But regardless, doesn't matter until I say it. So... I'm just getting out in front of this, that Spike was the first one to bring up the idea of Bellinger, and the more I thought about it late last night, deep into the night, I am in the camp of bringing Cody Bellinger to the Phillies.
Rather than Kyle Tucker.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was right.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Say it.
He's so happy, too.
I couldn't believe it.
Well, yeah. I kept trying to move off of it. He kept like, oh, my God, I want to thank my family. I want to thank my dogs.
Off of it. Yep.
It's truly sickening. And I just hope he knows. I'm going to start giving him basketball takes.
Well, I don't want your basketball takes.
I don't want your baseball takes.
Well, it's fair. But one to nothing, buddy. One to nothing.
One to nothing.
Wow. Jack wants Cody Bellinger.
Big day.
I told you.
I can't wait till I get all the credit when they sign him.
You're the worst. Well, it's not the first time that's happened.
Yeah.
At least I'll be in the documentary, not you.
About Bellinger?
Yeah.
Yep. The four situations I'm monitoring is Ike is rocking his own gear today. I mean, I've never seen that hat before. All of a sudden, we got a 58 reset. This guy's on fire.
That? It's an Ike Juice hat.
Ike Juice hat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like
this. I think this was made from LA's company.
Ah, because I had seen it down at the Bora Heart and Lung Center broadcast.
So LA gave it to me, I believe, either a year or two ago. And it's been in the booth ever since.
Some guy tweeted that he had designed that. Kaz was his name.
Maybe
it's the same company.
Maybe. Yeah. So when I saw it when we went there last week, I was like, oh, my hat's still here.
It looks good on you.
I may as well take it home.
It's a good hat. You got the 5'8" on it with Ike Juice on it.
Yeah.
We could sell a lot of those hats, I
think. Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know. I don't have...
How to get it?
The brand.
Yeah, I don't know who
it might have been
one time.
They should give you a piece.
Remember when LA was doing those hats?
Yeah, just LA hats.
Yeah, just LA hats. I think that's what he got this done.
Oh, wow.
Well, somebody did it.
I like it.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you.
It's good hat.
You just threw me in there. Okay.
Yeah, always.
Rocking my own gear.
Dude, I know. It's like when I used to wear my baseball jersey to school.
You used to wear your own baseball jersey to school?
Yeah. High school, you wear your jersey on game day.
Oh, okay.
Well, I've seen that. Kind of what you do.
Yeah.
All right, anyway.
Oh, yeah. Guys like me wouldn't know.
You wouldn't get it.
Yeah.
The third situation I'm monitoring here at WIP is welcome to the dark side, Devin Caney. I mean, a little clickbait Caney today with the Bryce Harper idea? Come on, man.
What does Scoops do?
Scoops laid a bomb on everyone on the midday show with the idea of trading Bryce Harper.
Yeah, it was big.
It was huge.
Yeah.
Twitter's not handling it very well.
Oh, of course not.
I haven't even seen it.
Devin, do not look at the responses. Don't fight with everybody. Just let it go.
Just know that we're here for you.
Yeah.
Well, and we just pointed it out and just put it even more on blast.
Well.
Is it from the midday account or the radio account?
The WIP account.
That's what I mean. From the midday or the station?
Station.
Oh, God. That's 200 and some thousand people.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Look.
Yeah, listen.
You know.
Listen. That's what we do.
You want to be out there.
Well, yeah, look.
Yeah.
I feel good.
$250,000.
I don't know. He's, you know, on the back nine.
Oh, you think there's something to it?
Well, he's got a no trade clause, so he would have to be open to it.
I still think he'd have to force his way out.
He doesn't.
Like, Middleton's not going to trade Bryce Harper.
He didn't look happy this year.
No, but, you know, I think he hasn't looked happy in two or three years.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's fair then.
Yeah.
Well, all his friends are gone. What if JT's gone? Short were gone.
Trey's still here. Everything's fine.
Okay.
Everything's fine. So, welcome.
Whatchamacallit's going to still be here. Bryson.
Yeah. Never let him leave.
Look, I'm just going to say this, Devin. They all called Elliott crazy when he said that the Eagles could trade Carson Wentz.
Right.
They all called him crazy, especially that guy that claims that he was the general manager of the Packers that worked at
Andrew Brandt.
Yeah. Called him crazy. And look, it happened. So, you never know.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
So welcome. Welcome, Devin.
Welcome, Devin.
How'd that work out for Elliott?
Yeah, look, I mean, he was right.
Okay.
Yeah.
The second situation I'm monitoring here at WIP is once again the voice of reason, Seth Joyner, talking about Jalen. Here's Seth yesterday.
What I hate about this situation more than everything, more than anything, is this presents the opportunity for the "I told you so's." I'm glad I just caught my.
I was right.
I hate it because for the times where the guy thrives and he has successes, okay, we want to lose vision of that. But when he goes through a period of, difficulty, we want to pile on. Now there's 7 games. They got 11 games left in the regular season. We don't know what that's going to look like. He could flip the switch at any moment. Anything could flip at any moment. Am I concerned? Yes, I am. If your quarterback struggles, every darn quarterback struggles. I don't care who it is. They all struggle. Patrick Mahomes, over the first 5 weeks, struggled. He looked good last night. But the first 5 games, he looked like an average freaking quarterback. But we want to beat our quarterback up. Am I concerned about him? Yes.
Mm. I like this, Seth.
I don't.
Oh, yeah, I do.
Because they won the Super Bowl last year. We're not allowed to talk about the quarterback. What is going on here?
No, I think it's the depths that some people will go to prove that he is whatever they believe he is versus calling it realistically and being measured with the criticism the same way other quarterbacks around the league go through periods of struggle.
But don't you think in the home markets, let's put Mahomes aside. He's won three Super Bowls. Put him aside.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you that Josh Allen certainly goes through stuff in Buffalo. I'm sure it happens in probably every market.
You think Josh Allen is going through the same criticism that Jalen goes through here?
Well, up until last year, he did.
Josh Allen?
Yeah, plenty in Buffalo. Plenty of debate in Buffalo.
Maybe
plenty.
More nationally.
We can ask Maggie to come on or whatever. I'm sure we could bring on
First
a Buffalo
of all, it's
person.
Buffalo.
Yeah, so.
So the level of criticism can't be the same as it is here.
Well, look, my point is this.
We talk about our quarterback damn near every day, all day during the offseason after he won Super Bowl MVP.
Yes, but what I would say to what Seth is saying,
yeah,
is that he probably gets undue praise as well. So, like, it works on both sides. So if Seth is worried about told you so-itis, mm-hmm, I would say that Seth is probably worried about being wrong-itis. Seth probably has being wrong-itis, too. And Seth probably...
Well, sure, because it's admitting that you're wrong before you're actually wrong. Because it's a period of time. So he's saying that I told you so is people jumping out there because there's a block of games here versus the entire season. You know what I'm saying? Like that's what he's saying, is that people are rushing to say I told you so versus... giving him a little bit of grace, and that's a fact.
But it's also I would say the fact is this: is that the quarterback in Philadelphia gets too much credit when they win, and too much blame when they lose.
Won a Super Bowl.
And too much blame when they lose.
That's the difference. It's what he's accomplished that doesn't give him the grace. That's the argument, really. It's saying look how much he's won since he's been here, playoffs, been to two Super Bowls, Super Bowl MVP. For somebody with that resume, mm-hmm, he certainly gets a hell of a lot of criticism. And that's fair to say. If somebody else had accomplished that, they wouldn't be getting that same level of criticism. Almost as if he's done nothing.
But he also got an entire city saying he was the second best quarterback in football.
No, he didn't.
For an offseason.
Well, the entire was Elliott.
Well, top five.
I mean, if you compare him, see, here's the thing.
Yeah.
We can't praise those other guys when they haven't done what he's done. That's the argument. That's an argument from an Eagles fan is saying, hold on, our quarterback has done this.
Mm-hmm.
Those guys have not done this, but they get grace.
Yeah, I think that the problem is that I don't think we have any perspective on at all in local markets what these quarterbacks are treated like. I don't know.
Oh, I do.
Yeah.
I do. Nobody's ripping Jared Goff for. Yeah, fans going to be critical. Here's the difference, Spike. The difference is for somebody who's won as much as he's won. That's the difference. Those guys haven't even won. Most of them haven't even been to the Super Bowl. And they get the benefit of the doubt. So I think with Jalen, it's so much to prove that he's not this versus that versus saying, you know what? He could be better, but he ain't that bad.
Okay. That's what I've been trying to say this whole time.
He's not that bad. Is that what you've been trying to say? Yeah.
The number one situation I'm monitoring, though, at WIP, is whatever is going on in the me versus the camera basketball thing. So here's Joe this morning. Just listen to this. All right. You can stop this whenever because it's a little bit longer, but it really paints the entire picture. All right. But you can stop it whenever to discuss what he is saying.
I got an update for you on the me and Fritz thing, which obviously was frivolity in the summer and a lot of strife and a lot of injuries and a lot of action and a lot of turmoil. And
not a lot of injuries.
2-2.
Yeah. You know, only his injuries.
Late November, December to, you know, wrap it up with the basketball game.
Uh-oh. So, I don't like where this is going.
So me and the program director, Rod Lakin, were talking about 2
in
weeks
cahoots
ago.
Again. Yes.
And his assessment. And I agree with him. I haven't talked to Spike, Ike, and Jack about this. But Rod's sense, and I agree with him, is that the December thing is unlikely. First off, my ankle's not even close to ready. So let me just put that out there.
Mm.
Like, it would be December at the earliest.
Not healing as quickly
but we
as
have. Hoped. Well, it's healing, but it's still very...
I mean, you're limping around. No question.
Who would guess that Joe DeCamera wouldn't
great.
Heal
I mean,
quickly?
I'm improving, but it's not great.
I mean, he seems like T.O., basically.
I mean, my physical therapist told me last week, and I'm going to see her again today. She said, you'll be jogging in November. You won't be all-out sprinting in November. She's like, there's no way you're
all-out sprinting. He won't be all-out sprinting.
What, is he racing you?
I mean, is this Kathy Bates from Misery? Did she take a damn sledgehammer to James Caan's ankles? Like, what are we talking about here, man? If this dude, talking about his ankle still is not healed yet, what the hell was he doing? Is he flying from the free throw line?
Yeah.
What was he doing to get injured?
I've never seen him run at full. I've never seen him sprint.
You know he's not jumping higher than 3 inches off the ground. So what the hell is he doing?
And I know what 3 inches looks like, and he ain't jumping that high.
Not even close.
I never wanted to do it in December anyway. I don't want to do it during the football season. Why don't we just say it is after the football season's over? Do it in February or something.
Why don't we can this thing?
No, no.
And put everybody out of their misery.
No, exactly. I need to see them play basketball. I need to see them play basketball.
There's more. Yeah, no, it continues. Okay. All right. So, yeah, this is him talking about how he's not going to be full speed sprinting, which, again, we saw.
Yeah.
Like, what's he talking about? Anyway, there's more.
Not very good.
I'm just curious.
All right. The program director and I both assessed the situation, and his assessment, and I agree with him, is that A.J. Brown squawking the way he did over the last 2 weeks, and this began about 2 or 3 weeks ago, could be a major inhibitor for us planning this in December. Because with the Eagles and everything conversationally that goes on around the Eagles, and it feels like there's a new development every freaking day, like, can we really jam in the me versus Jack thing in December when we may have major Eagles things to talk about? So his sense is we're probably pushing this off after the Eagles season.
The new year?
I guess.
January.
Listen,
talk about a downer.
Well,
it might be
mid-January with the way this team's going.
My God.
I'm just saying there's another thing to blame on A.J. Brown. If he hadn't, you know, talked out of pocket.
We're talking about a 10-minute game.
Yeah, and the trade deadline's in November. After the football season. Can we just say the game will be 2 weeks after the Super Bowl is played? If God forbid the Eagles win the Super Bowl
and we gotta
this
wait
year,
time to the parade.
Yeah, yep. But then 2 weeks after the Super Bowl, we will be clear of the Eagles season for sure. We will not be in training camp or the spring training yet. 2 weeks after the Super Bowl. Mark it down.
Joe is
Yeah.
Oh, he's sounds giddy to push this
man.
Off,
wow.
By the way.
This is unbelievable.
He's such a weasel. I mean, he's exactly what you think he is, in the worst way.
All the injuries.
Oh, yeah. He's bragging about how many books he sold this morning. I don't know if you heard that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice. Good
first
for him.
Month. Yeah. Oh, none of the. And he's talking about all the injuries. All the injuries?
Yeah.
You had two injuries.
Injured.
Yeah.
Shin splint.
Yeah.
And then the ankle. Again.
Oh, three. Ankle, shin splints, groin.
Oh, yeah. Well, the groin has been here.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
No, but he had to get a shot in his groin.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
The fake shot.
The fake shot.
Tennis. Yeah. I still. What did he do on the basketball court to tear ligaments in his ankle?
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Like, he was not making explosive moves to the rim.
What is he doing? Reverses under the rim? Like, I'm trying to figure out.
All he does is shoot free throws.
I swear, he had somebody take a hammer to his ankles, man.
Yeah.
We had a Tiny Harding situation.
Yeah. He hired Jeff Galooly. I think he's free somewhere. Yeah, this hour sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Buy a window or door. Get the second and half off with 18 months of interest-free financing. Call Guided Door and Window at 877-GO-GUIDE or visit goguida.com.
Rich, you seen Misery?
No.
Oh, that's a good one, man. I'll wear my Misery t-shirt.
That's one you need to check out.
Oh, that's a good one.
Is Tupac in it?
No, it's a Stephen King. It's good. It's good.
Why does Tupac have to be in it?
Yeah.
Well, because you were talking about Tupac earlier. I didn't know if that had anything to do
with it. It's about an author, so you'll be able to relate to the guy in the movie.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And yes, I can't wait to do I Told You So. Just want to close that out.
On what?
On J-Lo.
Oh, of course.
So I was looking right at
you. Yeah, Seth's talking to me.
Yes.
Yeah, come on, man. Are you kidding me? Come on. I kept all the receipts.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
can't shut a camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Unbelievable, man.
Yoshi in Brewery Town, you're on WIP. What's up, Yoshi?
My man, Spike, Big Ike, thank you, baby. This boy ain't seen nothing, boy. Ain't seen nothing. I thought it was just black movies. You ain't seen no movies either.
Not a movie yet.
Boy, what is your daggone problem?
Hey, man, I thought it was just black movies. What? Yes, yes.
Happy Tuesday. What's
well, at least you know he's not racist. He has a problem with all cinema that came out.
Don't you even put him in racist and things.
I know.
This is going well.
Yeah.
You know how people were saying, take stuff the wrong way now. I thought they already talking about people colored and stuff was saying.
What are you talking about?
You said something the other day. You said something was colored.
Color commentator,
yeah,
right?
Yes, yes.
No,
yeah.
You talking about Malik Rose now.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
He did the color commentator. What else am I supposed to say?
Hey, man, let me tell you right now.
Yes.
Boy, you better, hey, man, put your foot down. You better put your foot down. You better let Spike, Jack, Diane, and John Mellencamp do what they do with them chili dogs. You better not be up there doing no daggone singing, no sucking on no hot, chili hot dogs now. You, hey, your name is on the show, and you better act like it. Act like you know, now. Put your foot down.
All right.
I ain't playing that now. I'm over here singing Creed at 5:30. I ain't singing no daggone Jack and Diane now.
It's sucking on chili dog. Come on, man. You can sing it.
I'm with you. We got to draw the line somewhere.
Yeah, you got your delegation ain't something like that now. We pop dollars. We don't pop like this now. Come on now. Hey, man, real quick. It's the players. What's name? AJ, grow up. I got 6 granddaughters that act more mature than you do. Jalen, you're stuck in the mud. What's name? The headlights ain't that bright. Get across the street. What's name? Get home and do the job that you got to do. Daggone Saquon, the party is over. What's name? Rip your cover off the daggone Madden. What's name?
We got to get rid of all that stuff. Yep.
Yeah, we got to get rid of all that, man. We got to get rid of all that. Keeley and Adoree, they can't play flag, rough touch, or semi-pro. Get them on the team. Straight trash. Smitty and Rain need to be the ones. Let BG keep being on Good Morning America doing it for months. Smitty and Rain are in-house. Those boys don't cut no corners when they talk. They grown men. They don't talk in circles. They straight with no chaser. Let them do what they got to do. I mean, this is getting daggone ridiculous. I'm sick of it. I've been on the couch since 10:55 Thursday night with Jet. He got me over here. I'm listening to him and Spike. I'm ready to change sides and stuff. I ain't did nothing. I ain't watched no sports. I just paid attention to sports this morning to see that I won fantasy. I'm lingering, Spike. I stay lingering, baby. I'm still lingering. I'm still at it, boy. That's what I do. Eric game and came down to a Monday night game. Far as daggone. I mean, I've been binge watching. Hey, Task is a really good show on HBO Max.
Everybody's saying it's good. Yeah, my wife, Task.
It's good. Don't cut me off because I got something to say, and I ain't going to get too what's saying crazy with what I'm about to say right now.
All right, hurry.
Sally Richardson's still fine.
Ooh-wee.
And it's old South African girl named Thisa and Buddha or something like that. Boy, check everything out that she in. And real quick, let me get on you real quick. I'm proud of you, boy. You're checking your stool and everything. You're making sure everything right. Got me checking my stool. You know what I'm saying? But what I need you to do for that memory, I need you to do some puzzles. I need you to learn a new language, an instrument. Challenge yourself. Look in the mirror daily and say, I know this. I know that. I remember this. I can remember everything. If you start exercising, you'll increase your blood flow and your brain will start to focus. It shouldn't be 45 minutes later. You talking about the Avengers, Nick Fury. I know who he is. All right. Hey, man, I love y'all cats. Have a beautiful, blessed day.
Wow. That was a lot.
Yeah. Yoshi came.
I took a lot of shots in that, yeah. that call.
And he was on hold in the 2 o'clock hour. We didn't get to him, so he's been at all day. He's been revved up waiting for that to happen.
Brain exercises. Okay.
Yeah.
I need puzzles.
Can you imagine how much he is to live with? His poor wife.
Oh, yeah, his wife.
And I know I'm a lot, for sure, yeah. but in a different way.
Yeah, his wife, I would imagine she knows how to tune him out.
Yes.
Yeah,
just like my wife.
Way, yeah, to
just like
out.
My wife. Do you hear me? Do you hear me? Do you hear me? No? No. All right. Coming up next, Buzz in here with the Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League.
That's my favorite. Update.
Finally.
Yeah.
Smoke and mirrors might have ran out of smoke.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't hear. That is coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hey, it's Joe to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I cry now. Heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say? Let me say, hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Jack, you might want to cut the very start of Creed because Buzz was in there alone.
Oh, yeah.
It was a good, maybe a half second, but it was good.
It was a tough one.
Yeah. The Twitter question is brought to you by, we will get to Buzz's Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League Commissioner Buzz's update after I give you the update on the Twitter question, which is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Engagement season is here. It all starts with a world-class diamond. Go where the pros go. Mark's Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com. Would you sign Kyle Schwarber for 5 years, $150? What do you think the poll is at?
90% no.
56% no.
Wow. So yeah. It's 46% that would do it?
Well, you know, they're all like, not my money. Yeah, sign him for $1 billion. I don't care.
Yeah, even I'm not in for $150.
No, absolutely not. Commissioner Buzz is here with the WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League update. Commissioner Buzz?
Oh, man.
Happy to be here.
Oh, what's up, Buzz?
Let's kick it off with Spike, how you did this week. You entered the week on the wrong side of the rankings bubble.
Yeah.
He needed a win to get back to 500.
Yep.
Taking on Tony. Worth noting, Tony scored 67, which is the lowest weekly point total anyone in the league's had all season.
Yes. I did have a pretty good week,
but,
though.
Yeah, I was going to say, Spike's team still played well. He had Cam Scataboo with 31, Jackson Smith and Jigba with 30, Tyler Warren, Josh Allen had pretty good week. Spike wins 131-167, although should be noted, yet another New York wide receiver injury. Garrett Wilson is now out for a couple of weeks.
Yeah. You know, the bench coming through, I have some hope for my team with Scataboo now a legit, you know, running back. And I've got Butte
sitting on the guy from New England.
Yeah, it's good. Drake May.
Might be decent with Garrett Wilson out. So if we can.
Garrett Wilson said we're 0-6.
Yeah. My knee
I'm
hurts.
Not coming back so far.
Yes. So hopefully we can weather this storm of injuries. Maybe Pearsall comes back too. All right.
Let's get to Jack. Number 4 ranked smoke and mirrors here.
Yep.
Taking on George, who for the second straight week had a starting player on bye with Justin Jefferson.
I
reached out to him. I was like, you got to set your lineup.
Yeah.
But for the second straight week, he won with a player on bye, defeating Jack. It didn't matter. He beat Jack with a bye. He had a total of 3 players cracked double digits. Jack did. He loses 112-85 to George.
He's getting 85!
Yep.
Just when he embraces his team and starts talking trash, that's when it all comes crashing down.
Smoke and mirrors.
Yeah.
It was a good run.
You already given up. You already gave up.
They stink. They're a little engine that could. But we ran out of gas.
Can't.
Yeah, absolutely.
Ike still 4-2.
Well, listen, the Eagles are 4-2.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
We've got turmoil. No one believes in us. Okay. We're kind of like we're the Bills. Sorry, the Bills also fraudulent.
Ike flying high off his first win last week. This past week, an amazing opportunity to stamp himself as a legitimate team against Marcus. AJ Brown 14, which is good for him.
Yeah. Wow,
that might be a season high.
Dallas Goedert with 26, Jameson Williams 18, Drake May 33. Surely this would be enough, except Marcus had the highest weekly total that anyone's had all season with 181.
That's not right.
Yeah, how did I get matched up with him? This
totally annihilating Ike, 181, 125.
What are you going to do about that, Buzz?
What's on his team? Who does he have? 181?
Yeah, Mahomes. 37 from Mahomes, 31 from Pickens. He had 24 from McCaffrey, 21 from Trey McBride. 15 from Jalen Waddle, 15 from Chris Olave. He just has no bad players.
Oh, he needs some injuries there. I mean, you know, soft, not ones that are really bad.
Man, Daniel Jones is his backup quarterback.
Oh, wow. Daniel Jones is the second best quarterback in fantasy this year.
I was going to say, he got Nico Collins on the bench. Jordan Mason was on the bench.
He offered to trade me Daniel Jones for... I got a trade request from him today. Daniel Jones for... Jigba. What do I get to do with Daniel Jones? I got Josh Allen.
You actually do need a quarterback this week because Josh Allen's on
bye. Yeah, but I would put in and Purdy might be back. I think I'm fine. Right. Yeah.
You got to point this out.
Yes.
Now, Commissioner, you didn't point out the positives that I had this week.
No, I said all those players who had good weeks.
First of all, I was the third highest scoring team in the league. Okay.
Wow, what was your total?
125.
Okay.
Secondly, I outscored my projection by 7.
Amazing.
Congratulations, yeah.
Well, I'm just saying, those are positives.
Outscoring the projection.
It's like when he beat the GPS.
Yeah.
I get excited when I beat
the GPS. Dude, it's a great feeling.
Yep.
Yes. Yes.
The Eagles lose and cover the spread Sunday. Does that work?
Yeah. It does for Ike.
Yeah, it does for me.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I just want to say I'm making progress. That's
obviously.
All.
Okay. Obviously.
Yes. Okay.
We're about halfway through the season. You got your eyes on playoffs?
I do.
Okay.
Because you know what's happening?
What?
Everybody's coming back.
Oh, there you go.
It's going to be bunched up at the bottom of that fifth and sixth seed is going to be bunched up.
Yep.
Tiebreakers.
Well, Ike, I'll give you one more positive takeaway for you. You dropped the 1-5, but the only bright side for Ike is he scored enough to not be in last place anymore.
There you go.
That's what I'm
saying. He's up to 10th place. He's climbing the standings.
That's what I'm saying.
Tony's now in last place.
I'm climbing.
All right.
Watch out.
Tony's in last place with 2 fewer points than Jack.
Yeah, because I'm in front of you too, Jack.
Well, I'm 4-2.
The standings, but points-wise.
Yes, point-wise is what I'm saying.
Other takeaways, Yoshi had another Mickey Mouse win, 97-82 over Derek.
He is a fraud.
Sitting in a playoff spot now. That's who Ike's got to chase down.
Yep.
And a look ahead to Week 7, America's Game of the Week, some are calling it. The defending champ in Spike taking on the new hot team in Marcus.
That's a big matchup.
Big game for the rankings.
Come on, Spike.
Yeah, Josh Allen's on bye. It's a schedule loss.
Wow. Scheduled loss in America's Game of the Week?
Yeah. How's your fan base handling you saying on the mic, this is scheduled loss?
Well, look, you know what? I won a Super Bowl. So I got that on my resume.
So we're not allowed to rip you this year because you won the title last year?
I got a championship. I got it on my resume. Yep.
That's fair.
Let's get to the rankings. We're going to go 1-5 because, again, more suspense at the back here. Marcus, he stays at 1. He won this week, 181-125 over Ike. Dustin, he stays at number 2, 153-111 win over RC. George, he stays at number 3, 112-85 win over Jack, if that even counts. Number 4, Ricky gets the bump up one spot. 131-91 win over Bam. And back in the rankings, Spike Eskin.
There it is. Disgusting.
With a 131-67 win over Tony.
There it is. How's Bam's team? How's that looking?
He's at 11th.
If I hear you. I got it, how it's looking.
If there is any... Look, I watched the Eagles game. I was appalled by it. If you ask me if I was disappointed that it was Scatterboo that scored 3 touchdowns, maybe I wasn't quite as disappointed. If it's going to be anybody on the Giants.
Philly season.
May as well be your team. Could be one of your players.
Kirkering fires to the backstop, but you were happy because you flipped over and saw Scatterboo's name.
Well, look, you know. All right, Buzz. Great job as always.
Real quick, here is the sound from the beginning of Creed.
Okay.
Oh.
Heaven save me.
Oh, I just want him first. Oh yeah.
Well,
do it again.
Yeah, it's tough, but
maybe
it actually
wasn't
as bad as
I thought.
Yeah,
it wasn't as pronounced as it felt.
Yeah, it wasn't. And everyone just starts chiming in an odd way.
All right. All right. I don't need to hear that anymore. Great job, Buzz.
Thank you.
As always.
Great job, Commish.
Jack, before we get back to the phones, I'm thinking about, we talk about, I said I was a champion in fantasy last year, but the overwhelming champions in all of the world is National Appliance Warehouse.
That's exactly right, Spike. And, you know, championship situations, teams are built on, you know, their foundation. What's the foundation at National Appliance Warehouse? Well, one, it's their team.
Yes.
I mean, you walk in there, they treat you like family, they're having a good time, but they're knowledgeable. Industry-leading service team, there to take care of you. And if that's a place that you want to join, listen, Mark Stamatkin has built a great culture at National Appliance Warehouse. If you want to join their team, all you got to do is email Scott at NAWDE.com. That's Scott at NAWDE.com. So you can work for a great company, one of the fastest growing retailers in the Delaware Valley. Number one.
If you end up getting that job from emailing from this, we will mention you on there.
Of course.
For sure.
Always tell them Fritz on you.
Yep,
tell them Fritz. But, you know, that's the first thing. Second thing is you're going to get a great price that is guaranteed by Price Assure, which is a piece of technology specific for National Appliance Warehouse that instantly updates price tags all throughout the store. Also, tax-free Delaware. Again, showrooms in Wilmington and Middletown, and they always have great savings events going on. But on top of that, the most important thing is you're going to get the right appliance for you. Over 100 brands from Sub-Zero, Wolf, Cove, in a 15,000 square foot showroom. They have what you need at National Appliance Warehouse. So visit nationalappliancewarehouse.com or stop by their showrooms again in Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware today, in tax-free Delaware today. And make sure you tell them Fritz sent you.
Jack, should I go in the order that you got here up on the thing? Okay. All right. CJ.
There's a lot of phone calls we got to run here.
Yes. Let's run some calls.
Come on.
CJ in Texas, you're on WIP.
Was good. Hey, I'm gonna start off. Let me get some of that Ike juice since you already.
They must been drinking that Ike juice.
Hey, great hat, Ike. How you doing?
Thank you, brother.
Jack. Hey, this is kind of sad though. You out here talking about I got 7 points though. That's
well, 7 points more than I was projected. That's progress.
Look. Basically a win.
Yeah,
that's progress, CJ.
Hey,
I got some of the worst luck I've ever had in fantasy football this year. I'm just saying.
Hey, you can't have worse luck than I had last night. I'm going to win a parlay quarterback fumbles.
One pass
a yard. This dude fumbles and they close the game. I was like, what in the world is going on? Like, man, what in the world is going on? But, yeah, I had on, you know, the horrible OG Wade. And just listening to this guy, you asked him, like, well, what did Jalen do wrong? And I instantly just came up with a list. Like, get the ball out faster. Throw to the middle of the field. Get on the center. Not lock in on one receiver. Hey, this year, hey, I give him credit. He started throwing. He's thrown to the running back some, but not much. Another thing he can do, lead your team like everybody say you are. You say you're stoic. You should be able to mend this thing with your receiver. You should make it to where, hey, even if I don't like you, I can get you the ball, man. I can make it not be known that we got issues because you get fed. But I do think it is the coaches. I've already told you that. I think it's the coaches. And people wonder why, like, hey, why people get on Kurt so bad. I'm going to name a couple teams real quick. The 98 Vikings, who had Cunningham, Moss, Chris Carter, Robert Smith, did he have any issues getting the ball to anybody? Nope. You had the Rams, the greatest show on turf, all the talent, didn't have an issue getting the ball moved around. It's just sad when you look at what's going on and then people say, well, hey, he's a top five quarterback. You can't be a top five quarterback when everything is going great because you have all the talent around you in the world. But then when it's kind of shaky, it's like, well, it's not perfect for him. Then why are you top five?
Because he wins a lot.
You win a lot because you got all the talent in the world around you.
Okay. So did Troy Aikman. So did Joe Montana.
Yeah, cool. But I'm saying, when it's on you, you have to do your thing. You said 7 points above expectation. Mm-hmm. With all that type of talent, you would expect for him to feed the beast. All the beasts that's around him, right?
Yeah.
So it can't be this thing like this. I mean, y'all got me in the foxhole with Spike these days. It can't be he just won. We had the number one Peyton Manning won.
Yeah.
With the Broncos.
Yeah.
They had an all-world defense, and he was trash.
Yeah, but he's a two-time Super Bowl champion.
But he was trash that year, right?
Yeah.
He was a bus driver.
Yeah.
And that's what Jalen has been, but we've been putting the makeup on a pig and say, hey, he's a great quarterback. He is a great person. He's a great teammate. Mm-hmm. He's not a great quarterback.
Okay, and he still won the Super Bowl.
Yes, they won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, so what I'm saying, CJ, is if that's what Jalen is, then wouldn't it behoove the rest of the team to step up and play better? Let me say all the people that have said Jalen is a mediocre quarterback and needs all this talent around him. Let's say they're telling the truth. Well, then why are we expecting something different now? He still needs the other guys around him to play better. Huh?
But don't tell me he won the Super Bowl then.
Well, I think when we look for that argument, you have to address that with a specific person. I feel like I've always been honest about what I feel about Jalen Hurts and where I think he is and how he should be ranked. The bottom line is that
you do a great job of it. I think you do a great job. I just hate the fact that it's like when we start balancing it out to tell the truth on the other side,
mm-hmm.
like, hey, he's not doing this thing, it makes us haters. And it's just like, no, we understand. Like, hey, I want to get in the foxhole and fight for him too. When I hear everybody else that's not Philly-based talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
But then when I hear the chatterbox from the Jalen side, I'm like, hold on, man. What are you saying? Oh, he's not number two. He's not number five. Like, what are we talking about?
What we're talking about
shouldn't look that bad.
What we're talking about is our quarterback. So to expect fans to be realistic with their view on a guy who just helped you win the Super Bowl, second Super Bowl in franchise history and was the Super Bowl MVP, I think it's actually unrealistic of us or anyone to expect fans to see it any other way. Why would fans view Jalen any other way but in a glowing light? During the offseason. The argument happens in the offseason.
Yeah, I just don't want us to get too high up to where we're not being realistic. And let's be real.
Mm-hmm.
Freaking Baker lost all his receivers. Like, what did he do? What did he do when he lost all his receivers?
I'm not allowed to talk about Baker.
He's played well. You can talk about Baker.
Yeah.
The only problem is this. Hold on, CJ, let me ask you this. What happens if Baker loses in the first round?
He's expected.
Huh?
He's expected.
He's expected to lose in the first round?
To lose. Because he doesn't have all-world talent on him.
He doesn't have all-world talent around him. What? The guy's 5-1 right now as the MVP leading candidate. You don't think Abuku? Hold on. You don't think the first round receiver is all world talent?
Compared to AJ?
We're doing the whole compared to AJ Devontae thing. If everybody could have AJ, hold on. If everybody could have AJ and Devontae on their team, that doesn't make sense. Like, it just doesn't make sense. Baker was also the number one overall pick. Shouldn't he be expected to do more with less?
He got bounced around, too.
Oh, my God. I'm just saying, he won a Heisman Trophy, and he was the number one overall pick. Why wouldn't he be expected to do more?
You're right. But once you get bounced around, that expectation isn't on you anymore. I'll be real with you.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with Jalen. It's just when you hear people like Wade talk and it's so unrealistic, it gets to a point to where it's like, man, I have to balance it out. Especially when I'm looking at like, man, we're supposed to be in repeat mode. Mm-hmm. We're not supposed to be, his thing is supposed to be he's the leader.
Yeah.
You're the leader. So you mean to tell me you can't get your guy to follow you? Your receiver was supposed to be your best buddy? Unless he was well, from you, like,
we may have overplayed that. Yeah, we may have overplayed the receiver best buddy thing ourselves.
Well, and thanks for the call, CJ. I don't think it's fair to put that any more on Jalen than it is on AJ. And in fact, if anyone has made more of an issue of it, it's certainly AJ over Jalen. You know, just saying that Jalen can magically, if you're a good leader, make a guy who doesn't like you.
It makes no sense.
Yeah, that is that's unfair. I think that is an unfair expectation.
You know what has happened? It's now it's become Jalen should fix everything.
Well, yeah.
But here's the problem, though. When I see other quarterbacks that people believe are better than him, when they don't play well, the first thing you go to is, well, he doesn't have enough talent around him. Right? Like, Josh Allen doesn't play well. Then I hear, well, he doesn't have this, he doesn't have that. He doesn't have this, he doesn't have that. Well, if he's that great, then he shouldn't need as much talent as Jalen needs around him. If we all agree Jalen needs talent around him, he's always been that guy.
Yeah. I think we just, you said this to Elliot earlier before we get to text line. Like, let's just put away the lists from the offseason.
Because that's all it is.
Elite and rankings, because I think some people talk themselves into, you can say from now to forever, because he was ranked third, that he should be able to be Aaron Rodgers or something.
It
doesn't matter how much he gets paid. It doesn't matter where you put him on your list. All that matters is how he can play and how he's playing right now. That's all that matters.
Yep.
It doesn't matter if he's 12th or 15th or 7th or 4th. None of it matters.
I agree.
It doesn't matter anymore. It's fun for off season. It'll be fun for when the season's over. But for right now, it just doesn't matter.
And I guarantee you, if this thing keeps going the way it's going, nobody's going to be arguing about he's a top five quarterback.
No, that'll be over.
And that's the point. You know why? Because he wouldn't have played like a top five quarterback.
Right. And then we'll do it all again.
Yes.
The text line, and which I will love doing overall.
We do rankings. That's what we do.
Look, it's better than digging ditches, as they say. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. No offense to anyone who does dig ditches. It is a worthwhile, yeah.
There you go.
Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Samuel L. Jackson started to take roles just for the check right after he won the Oscar for Training Day. Spike.
Wait a minute. I never said he took roles just for a check.
No, but you did say that he was in The Matrix.
Oh, right. And he was not in Training Day. That was Denzel.
Yes, correct.
Okay, that's the joke. Okay. I was missing the core of the joke there. That's on me.
Yeah, Get Carter was for the check. Is it Coach Carter or Get Carter?
Get Carter.
Coach Carter.
Wait, what? Get Carter's a movie, though.
You're asking the
Sylvester
wrong guy.
Sylvester Stallone.
Yes.
We got it.
Is that the backwards that one?
I do want to say, I said Lawrence Fishburne right after I said Samuel L. Jackson. I did correct myself very quickly.
Not
quickly enough for the text line. What's next?
Well, now that Elliot thinks we should have a tough practice tomorrow, we will take it seriously. Nick at the NovaCare.
Did you hear that?
No.
During his hit today, he's like, yeah, I think they should have a hard practice tomorrow.
Oh, well,
like,
great.
Oh, well, great. I'm sure the Eagles can't wait. They're taking your advice here.
Lining it up, yeah. Oklahoma drill tomorrow.
Yeah, Elliot said so.
Yep. What's next?
Nice to meet you, Mr. Iverson. Also, you're a bum and a loser. Chuck tonight if he had a coherent moral code.
It's a good point.
Wow.
He didn't win a championship.
If Chuck has a coherent moral code.
Yep.
You know he's going there with nothing but praise and worship.
Oh, come on. That guy's a warrior, much better than Embiid. You know he'd say that to him too.
Yep.
We got this dude here, man.
We got this ball. Yep.
You had heart. What's next?
What is that thing you're doing with your hands? A twirl? Jimmy Kimski, when Elliot starts dancing to the opening music of his new show.
I want Elliot to twirl at the beginning of the show.
I'm about to go in.
Yeah.
That's what he's saying in his head when he does it.
Speaking of opening music, TK's still rocking his opening music.
I heard that the
other
night.
Really?
Oh,
really?
The guy that spent hours in the lab cooking up.
Yeah.
Don't ever change your intro, TK.
Yes.
Ever.
Use the TK song that was created by AI, not that one guy. What's next?
I got nothing. I'm lost. Ike, when Jordan Mailata asked him to comment on the hurry-up offense, not knowing that Ike was still thinking about rainy day movies from yesterday.
Not far off.
Yeah. I
probably definitely was still thinking about the name of the movie that Samuel L. played in.
Yeah,
The Avengers. And I didn't mean to throw Jordan off by asking him what they're doing well, but boy, did he sound thrown off by it.
He's like, whoa, on what?
He comes in with his guard up, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And he's like, hold on a second.
Is this a trick question?
What are we doing well?
Yeah, I don't know.
You ask someone else.
Yeah, what's next?
Oh, I'm still alive. Yeah. Jordan Mailata, after Spike made him realize the team is doing nothing well.
Good time.
Backslide.
Had no idea that was coming. Oh, that is so funny. Is there Fritz the Sixth tonight?
Oh,
is it
yeah.
Oh,
come on.
What do you got?
Fritz the Sixth tonight?
Yeah, well, hold on. So I got the one night kicked out of here for Elliot.
Yeah.
Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you doing the Cody Bellinger show? Is that why you're...
No,
oh, okay.
No.
All right, you're doing Eagles.
I'll do a little Eagles talk to start it.
No, do Cody Bellinger.
No, I'm going to start with the Eagles.
Okay.
There's, you know...
Yeah, I'm sure
you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do I Told You So for a whole hour. No, I'm just kidding. I don't want to make people...
Well, yeah, Seth's going to call up here.
No. Little Fells, little Eagles.
All right.
Oh, man.
All right. And then TK after you.
Yeah.
We will talk to you tomorrow, same place, same time. Thanks for listening. Remember, deodorant is the thief of joy.
I always rub my stick.
Speaking of rubbing your stick, hockey stick, Blue Chew.
It's called a big dose of D.
Yeah, you're not going anywhere, pal.
I didn't realize.
Yeah, hockey stick. I was talking about hockey stick, completely unrelated.
Yes.
Blue Chew. Woo! Boy, is Blue Chew going to solve a problem that you're having in the bedroom. That problem is a performance that isn't the way that it used to be. But you can still perform like you were in your prime.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You remember, I'm not going to say the name of the player, but we had an outfielder here, had a really good first half. Maybe he was on something, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe it was that, 2009, 2010?
Yeah, it was
2009. No,
right?
It's 2009, yeah.
2009,
yeah.
All right.
26
all right.
Home runs in the first half.
Yeah, there you go.
Yep.
You go to BlueChew.com. You're going to avoid several things. You're going to avoid going to a doctor's office because you just do it at BlueChew.com. You're going to avoid going to the pharmacy because they send it to you in a discreet,
hard
package.
And one thing you're not going to avoid is an improvement in your love life in the bedroom.
Mm.
You're also going to avoid paying by using code 94 at checkout because your first month is going to be free. Ike, I say we have Jack pay for it.
How about that?
Yeah. I'm still doing that?
Yes.
Yeah, you take care of it.
Still doing it. Blue Chew's going to send you chewables in that discreet and hard package, shipped directly here from the US of A. And once you're done with your free month, it's cheaper because they make it and ship it here from the US of A. But first month free.
Mm-hmm.
Make the bedroom the way it should be. Go to BlueChew.com.
Wow.
Use code. Well, I don't know.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah,
I'm even sitting on that one.
Yeah, I was just thinking. Go to BlueChew.com. Use code 94 for your first month free, and then you can
chew it and do it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hey, it's Show to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.